Hey amazing parents, welcome to the Parenting Teen Solutions podcast, where we explore the challenges and joys of raising teenagers in today's world. I am your host, Fina Chichi, and I'm thrilled to have you join us for another episode packed with valuable insights and practical solutions. You and I know that parenting teenagers can be a wild roller coaster ride full of twists and turns. But here on this podcast, we're committed to helping you navigate this exciting journey. We believe that with the right knowledge, tools, and support, you can not only survive, but actually thrive during these transformative years. Whether you're a parent, a guardian, a mentor, or anyone invested in the well-being of teens, you will find something here to inspire, inform, and empower you. Each episode, we bring you with actionable advice to help you build that stronger relationship and connection with your teenagers and foster their growth into confident, resilient individuals. So if you've ever wondered how to communicate effectively with your teens, manage those tricky conflicts, navigate the challenges of technology and social media, or simply find moments of joy and connections amidst the chaos, you have come to the right place. We're here to provide you with the strategies and support you need. But before we dive into today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss an update. And if you find our content valuable, please leave us a review. Your feedback helps us reach more parents and caregivers who can benefit from our insights. Now, let's get started with another episode of the Parenting Teens podcast. Stay tuned for an engaging conversation that will leave you feeling inspired, equipped to tackle the challenges of parenting teens head on. Hey, amazing parents, how are you all doing? Awesome, awesome. I'm excited to be back to speak about this topic that has been on my mind actually all weekend. And it's a topic about your voice of influence. And what I'm titling this topic is, how do you gain back your voice of influence? So parents, do you ever feel that you no longer have influence on the lives of your teens? Or do you ever feel that your words, your encouragement, your advice, they're not landing well on your teens? Your teens are not really reflecting and really hearing you out on what you're saying. Your teenagers think what you're saying doesn't make sense. Does that ever happen to you? Yeah, many parents say yes to at least one or two of these questions. And why I'm so passionate about our voices of influence as parents is because the world is the noisiest it's ever been. Our children and our teenagers have a lot of voices to contend with. The world is very noisy. And as parents, we've actually been equipped with the voice of influence for our children. Our children thrive on our voices of influence, because with our voices of influence, we can help direct them and guide them in the way they should go. We can help give them food for thoughts that they can then reflect on and change their lives and transform their lives and make the right decisions out there. Our voices of influence is very, very powerful. But a lot of times what we end up doing is the yelling, and when we talk very not emotionally regulated, when we yell, when we scream at them, when we have these back and forth arguments and conflicts with them, what that tends to do is that tends to drown out our voice of influence. It tends to reduce our voices of influence. Every time we yell, we are literally reducing in the background, we're literally reducing our voices of influence. And what is actually our voice of influence? I term our voice of influence to be that voice that our teenagers can reflect on It doesn't necessarily mean it's a voice that when you say one something to our teenagers, they obey immediately, they comply immediately, they do it immediately. No, that's not what I mean. I mean a voice that makes our teenagers think, a voice that makes them reflect on what you've said, and then they take action to transform their lives, or they take actions to then make the right decisions in their own way. That's what a voice of influence is. Because what tends to happen now, because a lot of parents have lost their voices of influence, then teenagers go to the outside world. They go on the internet, the social media, YouTube, TikTok. They go all out there to get the answers they're looking for. Whereas we as parents actually have a lot of the answers. We don't have all the answers, but we have key influential answers from our experiences, from our education, from our childhood. We do have key influences out there for our children, but a lot of times the state of the relationship affects the way we can deliver or the way those our voice of influence lands on our teenagers. So I want to share with us three ways that we can actually gain that voice of influence back and actually maintain that voice of influence. Okay, so the first way that we can gain it back is by really nurturing and starting to respond to our children rather than react. And I'm going to explain what I mean. A lot of times a lot of times we default to reacting to when they do something wrong, when they didn't do something we wanted them to do, when they made a mistake, when they you know, went over their curfews or their boundaries. We very much default to reacting. So the yelling, there's the telling off, there's there's all that conflict, arguments going back and forth. You know, so we need to learn as parents how to respond. And in responding, what responding does is that responding gives you a time yourself as a parent to reflect on this the matter and to ask yourself this very important question. Is this situation worth me losing my voice of influence over? That question forces you to pause. That question forces you to stop. That question forces you to answer for yourself, is this worth losing my voice of influence? And 10 out of 10, if you really ask yourself that question, the answer is going to be no. It's not worth it. It's not worth losing your voice of influence over that situation. It's not worth it. So because it's not worth it, then what do we do? Okay. Then we decide, okay, how are we going to address this matter? We plan it. We're intentional about it. We don't just go out in with fireworks and just yell the house down. No. We take some time to reflect. We take some time to ponder on how are we going to deal with this situation. When you do that, what you are doing in that same time is you're creating an emotional safe space to address the issue. If you're addressing the issue with yelling, then that's not an emotionally safe place. And it will not land with your children. And your voice of influence will affect your voice of influence. So we need to learn how to respond. And by pausing and asking yourself that question, and then intentionally now going forward with your plan of action, the way you're going to address it better, the things you're going to say so that it makes sense. When you have that in place, you gain back your voice of influence. They start to hear you more because you've come at them and you've come to them. You haven't come at them. You've come with them. You haven't come at them. So that's very, very important to remember. Let's start remembering to respond rather than react. When we respond rather than react, we're also speaking with respectful communication. It's there. They can see it. They can feel it. Those are the things that actually gets our children, our teenagers, to really grow maturely, actually. Yeah, it really does help them in their own journey of life. The second point I've got here in how to gain back our voices of influence is, as with teenagers, we need to learn how to collaborate more with them and negotiate with them. And here's what I mean. When we move from the demands, go and do this before because I said so, or yes, you must do this, do it now, I want you to do it now, without giving them a time to make make up the time of when they're going to do. Because let's say, for example, you want them to, and I think I've shared this before on a few podcasts, where you want them to do, maybe you want them to do the dishes. It's important for us to start practicing where we tell our teenagers, like, oh, you know what, I don't mind, I would love if you do the dishes at so-so-so time, or I would love if you can do the dishes by this time, by the time I get back from work, or by this, you know, you give them a time and say, what time are they thinking of washing it? That could be another question. What time are they thinking of washing it? The reason we're doing this is we're not doing this so that they get away with doing things. No, we're doing this so that they practice have building up that negotiating muscle. They practice building in that pause muscle where they have to consider before they do something. And I'll tell you why I'm saying this. I'm saying this because a lot of times when our teenagers go out there, they could have friends who are stronger than them and who will say things like, oh, let's do this, let's do that, make them fall into negative peer pressure. And because our teenagers haven't built that muscle of negotiation, they haven't built that muscle of pondering and pausing about certain situations, they fall right into the trap of this negative peer pressure. They fall right into the trap of it. But if we practice at home the negotiating moments, the pondering moments, if we practice those things at home, then our teenagers will take that outside, so that when somebody then tells them to do something, they have to think to themselves, oh, is this worth it? Do I need to do this? No, I don't think it's worth it. No, I don't think mom will like it. I don't think dad will like it. They have the time to reflect on that. But if we're just on their cases all the time, they've got to do it when we say it. They must do it when we say it. If they don't do it when we say it, then they're in trouble. Then I'm going to snatch their phone. Then I'm going to do this. Then I'm going to do that. You build up all the consequences because they haven't done stuff immediately. But them not doing stuff immediately is actually good for them. It's actually good for them because it gives them that space to think things through. It gives them that space to consider things. And we want them to be able to build that pondering muscle so that when they go out there, they have that automatically, they ponder over choices to make. Okay, so this point is so important and it's so life-changing for a teenager. But a lot of times, because we didn't see this growing up, it's difficult to default to it. So my encouragement to every parent is to start practicing over time. Start practicing over time how to negotiate and collaborate with your teenagers. And please take the assumption off your mind that if you do that, then they will get away with it. Then they will take you for granted. There's so many assumptions that I hear parents say. And I ask them, but did your teenager say that? So we make quite a lot of assumption that ends up affecting the decisions that we're making, the better parenting ways that we could have done it better. So it's so important to learn to negotiate and collaborate with our teenagers. It builds them up for success. It builds their resilience. It gives them that voice because they then get to decide within the time parameter that you've given them. They get to decide, okay, you know what, I'm going to play this game for an hour. Then after the hour, I would then go do the dishes. Or I'm going to play this game for half an hour. Then so they get to practice the way they handle their time, what they do in the time. They get to do that. And that's a big thing for our teenagers. Okay? All right. And then the final one I've got here is, for us to be able to gain back our voices of influence, we have to align our own behavior with the expectations we have from them. So if we're going on and being on their case about them always being on the phone, always playing their games, always doing this on TikTok, if we keep complaining about that, and we on the other side, as teenagers tell me, we on the other side are on our WhatsApp, we are on Facebook, we are on Instagram. If what we're expecting them to do doesn't align with our own behaviors, then we lose that voice of influence. So our voices of influence, how to gain it back is to align our own behaviors. If you have those kind of phone expectations, then put those expectations on yourself as well. And then even if you think or you know that you have to then be on your phone longer than normal, talk about it. Oh, I've got lots of work. This work I'm having to deal with. Oh, I prefer using my phone to do this work thing. Then your teenagers can hear that. Oh, It's actually work related. That's why she's on the phone. She's not just laughing and playing all day on her phone. So these are the kind of things that actually help us to gain our influences, our voice of influence. And it's so important that we gain that voice of influence back, because our children thrive on the advice, on the suggestions, on the listening skills that we have, while our voices of influence are strong. They thrive on that. It builds their resilience. They're able to move out there and know that they've been heard at home. They're able to move out there and be confident because they know they come from an emotionally safe home. So these are the things that are so, so very important for us as parents. And finally, I would like to add that I've also responded to many parents' requests on group coaching, because I do a lot of one-to-one coaching. And now parents are asking and saying, oh, you know, when are you going to do the next group coaching? And so we've got the next group coaching starting on the 3rd of November for 4 weeks. And it's called Upgrade Your Parenting Teens Level Group Coaching. And the reason I've called it upgrading is because in my years of working with teenagers and my years of working with parents and their families, there's something about parenting teenagers that is very, very different. So in this group coaching, I'm going to share with you parenting teen solution codes, communication codes, scripts that you can use to speak to your teenagers in a way that they get you, in a way that what you say makes sense. I'll teach you as well in the group coaching on how to actually relate with your teenagers, how to communicate with them, how to connect with them. We're also going to teach you ways in helping our teenagers build up resilience, helping teenagers build up their emotional intelligence, helping teenagers to build up their self-drive so that they are self-motivated in their studies, in their school, teaching them helping them so that they can learn how to navigate friendship groups. These are the kind of topics we're going to cover in this Upgrade your Parenting Teens Level program that we're doing. It's a great program, and I'm going to share the details in the notes of this podcast. Do sign up for this group coaching and transform the way you parent your teens. Transform the life, the peaceful and successful life you end up building because you've upgraded your parenting teens. I joke about this, but if we were still using the same phone we had 10 years ago that was definitely overdue for upgrade, what would that phone do? That phone will mess up. That phone will not be as effective as your new phone is today. So parenting is the same. We've got to upgrade our parenting. We can't parent our children as we parented them 10 years ago. No, we've got to upgrade. We've got to upskill. We've got to upskill ourselves. So that's what that program is all about. So I thought I would share it here with us on the podcast as well. So press the link that I share in the notes and go ahead and register and come join us from the 3rd of November for 4 weeks, where we're going to learn everything parenting teens on an upgraded level. Okay? All right. And I will talk to you very, very soon. You take care and God bless. Bye-bye. So that's a wrap for today's episode of the Parenting Teens Solutions Podcast. We trust you found this insightful and packed with actionable steps to help you on your parenting journey. If you have any questions, comments, or topics you'd like us to explore in future episodes, please reach out to us through our social media channels. We love hearing from our listeners and we actually value your inputs. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and share it with fellow parents and caregivers who might actually benefit from our content. Together, we can create a community of support for those navigating the challenging and rewarding path of parenting teenagers. So as we close out today's episode, remember that you're not alone in this journey. We're all in this together. With patience, understanding, and the right resources, we can build strong connections with our teens and guide them towards a bright and successful future. Thank you again for tuning into the podcast. Until next time, keep loving, learning, and growing together with your teens. Take care. God bless.